USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president will be addressing key issues such as inflation and how his administration plans to tackle it later on Tuesday. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes that the Biden administration's policies are driving inflation.
He's responsible for this inflationary binge. He's the one who's given it to us. Gas prices have been going up for an entire year and a half now under him. There's a simple solution to this, by the way. Why don't we produce American energy?
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. The Biden administration is again allowing leasing sales for oil and gas drilling. The White House says the main drivers of inflation are supply chain issues, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Primaries taking place in Nebraska and West Virginia today. In West Virginia, former President Trump backed Representative Alex Mooney. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
New developments overnight in the capture of an Alabama inmate and the officer accused of helping him escape. Authorities tracked them down to Indiana yesterday after a tip, and Vanderbilt County Sheriff Dave Wedding says the pair jumped in a Cadillac and took off.
The Marshals Task Force officers intercepted them, actually collided with them to try to end the pursuit.
Vicky White and the murder suspect Casey White, no relation, eventually crashed the vehicle and she reportedly shot herself to death. The inmate was taken to the hospital with injuries and is expected to be extradited to Alabama tomorrow. 40% of America's baby formula is out of stock after a key production facility closed. This comes after a Michigan Abbott Nutrition plant was shut down while the FDA and CDC investigate reports of contaminated formula linked to the deaths of at least two infants. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Pro-abortion activists gather outside the homes of the six conservative Supreme Court justices to protest an illegally leaked draft opinion indicating the court will overturn the Roe v. Wade opinion that legalized abortions nationwide. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of those protesters.
These thugs have no business at the private homes of any government officials, these Supreme Court justices or anyone else, these thugs who dox the justices should be embarrassed.
Home prices in 97% of U.S. cities are overvalued. That's according to a new poll put out by Moody's Analytics. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi saying according to his research, the most overpriced city in the nation is Boise, Idaho, which has become a magnet for technology workers who wanted to relocate from pricey California cities when their offices shut down due to the pandemic. Danielle Hale is a chief economist with Realtor.com, and she tells CNN if you've recently purchased a home, you can expect it to hold its value.
Yeah, it is a really unique time. So there's some long-term trends that are definitely in the favor of home prices staying where they are or even climbing higher. And that is, if you look over the last decade, we've built 5.8 million fewer single-family homes than we've had households formed. So we're in a real long-term shortage situation in the housing market.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.